Big issues. Pain-capable Unborn Child Protection Act. The heart of the issue. The Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act grants federal legal protection for unborn children at 20 weeks. Opponents say it violates women's reproductive rights. Support. Representative Diane Black, Republican, Tennessee. Black is on the House Committee on Ways and Means. Oppose Representative Rosa DeLauro, Democrat, Connecticut. DeLauro is a member of the House Appropriations Committee. Support Representative Black. More than 40 years ago, I became a nurse and took a vow to devote myself to the welfare of those committed to my care. At the time, our understanding of science limited the extent to which I could fulfill that promise. Early in my career, if a woman came into our hospital in labor at 32 weeks, the odds of saving her child were slim. Today, however, babies are being saved as early as 22 weeks into fetal development. What's more, there is significant evidence that by 20 weeks, unborn children have the capacity to feel pain. Sadly, while we celebrate advances in technology that prove life has value and worth before leaving the hospital, we continue to be one of only 7 nations that allow elective late-term abortions, putting the United States in the same category as countries like Vietnam and North Korea. Polls consistently show that upward of 60% of Americans support putting an end to the dangerous and inhumane practice of late-term abortions. These numbers will only increase as we become more aware of the pain these babies experience during abortion and the evidence supporting their viability at increasingly early stages of development. To that end, the House of Representatives voted to pass the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which will provide federal legal protection for unborn children at 20 weeks, with exceptions to save the life of the mother or in cases of rape and incest. In the year 2015, the United States has no business ending the lives of babies who can live outside the womb. Science agrees, and so do the majority of Americans. The Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act will right this wrong. Oppose. Representative DeLauro. Women deserve to be trusted to make medical decisions in private consultation with their doctors and families, not politicians serving in Washington. That should be the starting point for any discussion on abortion. I strongly opposed the anti-choice legislation put forward by the House majority because it would jeopardize women's health and rights. My colleagues across the aisle claim to be against government overreach, but this bill would extend such reach straight into the doctor's office. That is the height of hypocrisy, not to mention an unwarranted attack on the privacy of women experiencing unintended pregnancies, something half of all U.S. women will experience at some point in their lives. Being in the majority is not an excuse to try to insert ideological preferences into law, yet that is exactly what this bill tries to do. It violates the principles laid out in Roe v. Wade, which has been settled law for more than 40 years. Instead of polarizing the nation, we need to find common ground that allows us to move forward together. This is not an impossible task. Not long ago, Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat, Ohio, and I introduced legislation that brought together groups as varied as NARAL, Pro-Choice America, and the Pro-Life Catholics and Alliance for the Common Good. The basic principle of our legislation was to reduce the number of abortions, surely a goal everyone can support. We proposed proven strategies that emphasize prevention, safe and affordable contraception, and family support. These are the most effective ways to prevent unintended pregnancies and abortions. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone 202-225-3121.